Today FM's Dermot and Dave. Ask me. Dermot and Dave's Ask Me Anything.
With Lavazza Qualità Rossa, Italy's favourite coffee. A sip of joy.
On Today FM.
Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Anne. I'm from Cakes Glorious Cakes. Today FM, Ask Me Anything.
We will. Sarah in Letterkenny's going to kick it off. And she says, did it annoy you when everyone started baking during lockdown and there was no flour available?
Actually, it didn't because, well, baking is my passion. So I was just delighted that everybody else was kind of getting into it. And because it's a life skill. So, you know, and it didn't really bother me. I had loads of flour, so I was okay. And I was able to give flour to any of my friends or neighbours that needed it.
Emily in Arklow asks, is it a little heartbreaking when you make a very intricate cake with loads of lovely designs and then someone cuts into it?
Yeah, sometimes it is. And it's even worse if I'm actually at the event where the cake is being cut. And I'm sometimes I can be coming out in a cold sweat watching the way they're even cutting it. But
is there a right or wrong way to cut a cake?
I always cut from the back so as that the cake still looks pretty from the front, to the room.
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah. Sometimes if I've spent a lot of time making a really, really intricate cake and I see them cutting it, and sometimes a little bit of my heart breaks, but it's good to know that they're enjoying it.
Kieran in Galway asks a question which I really want to know the answer to because it's all I see now. Why do people love sourdough so much? It seems like sourdough came in and that's all we can eat now.
Yeah, I actually don't even get the craze for the sourdough because, like, to me it seems to take a day to make. Like, you have to prove it for a good 2.5 hours and then you knock it back and then you have to prove it again for another 2.5 hours to maybe 3, depending on the heat in your kitchen. And then you bake it for 30 or 40 minutes and, like, that's it. I just don't get the big deal about it. And plus then you have all these people trying to make their own starters for their sourdough. And if you haven't got your starter, like if it's not right and it's not rising every day, you don't have a basis to make your own.
Okay, so what's a starter? Explain that to us.
Well, you can either use a yeast, which you can buy in any of the shops. It's an instant yeast. You can use that and you will be fine. It will always work out. But if you want to make your own starter, you have to start, let's say, days in advance. So you would put some flour and water into a jar, give it a good mix, and you feed it every day with either flour and water. And you have to watch it every day because you have to make sure that you can see it's actually rising. It's the natural yeast and bacteria that's in the air that's actually feeding it.
Right.
And after about day 5, it should, like, quadrupled in size in the jar. And then that's your basis for your fresh starter for your sourdough. But to me, life is too short.
It all sounds a bit too close to gremlins for my liking. You're feeding these things at home and if you do it wrong, it could all blow up in your face.
I can't believe that sourdough is that popular, if it's that complicated to make, but apparently. Let's go the opposite way. John in Killarney says, what is the most utterly foolproof, simple, basic, no fancy ingredient thing to bake?
Cupcakes are very, very easy to make. Like, for cupcakes, it's 175 grams of caster sugar, 175 grams of stark margarine, 190 grams of self-raising flour, 3 eggs, put it all in a bowl, all in one method, give it a good mix, and then that's it. Scoop it into your cupcake cases and bake them in the oven for about 23 minutes at about 160 degrees, and that's it.
That's it.
And then, yeah, and it's like, there's no science to it. It's just, it's simple and the kids love it. Like, I would do camps, what I did pre-COVID. I used to do camps for children and this is what they loved. It was always to do with cupcakes and it's a brilliant thing to do with the kids. Once they're baked, then give them the cupcakes and let them decorate them how they want.
Mm. Well, Denise in Longford asks, what's the one thing you hate making?
I probably don't like making bread. I don't like making anything like a sourdough. Life is too short.
Right.
I love making brown bread. I'm actually a celiac myself, so I would do a lot of my own baking in the house. Nearly everything we eat in the house is gluten-free, even though all the cakes I make, 99% of them aren't gluten-free. But I think bread would be the one thing. I just don't like having to hang around watching the bread rise or, you know, anything. Like, I just want it instant. I want to put it into the oven, I want to bake it, and I want to take it out, and that's it.
Well, Brendan's question is the opposite of that. He says, what's your favourite thing to bake?
Well, cakes is my favourite thing. Anything to do with cakes. I love experimenting with different flavours. So anything to do with cakes, I love making. lemon drizzle probably is my favourite cake to make, because the smell in the house is always lovely from when you zest the lemon.
Do you watch Bake Off on telly?
Oh, do I watch? Yeah, I love it. It's my pet pig in adult terms.
Is there anything, you know, if like a policeman watches a cop show, you say, well, you know, it never happens like that in real life. Is there anything you see on Bake Off and go, nah, that's not real?
I just can't understand the, you know, where they get them to do the bust the other day out of cake.
Mm.
Like, even I'm doing cakes 10 plus years, like, you don't just land that on somebody. Like, there's so much has to go into the structure of that cake in the first place. So, like, I just think they're throwing them a hand grenade when they're asking them to do things like that.
Yeah, but that's sort of the joy of the television, then. The reason this show works is because we all go, they'll never be able to do that.
Oh, absolutely. Like, even the poor girl that was doing the Freddie Mercury, and she was lifting the head up, and I was like, that's like a breeze block. There's no way that head is going to sit in that body. That's going to go sideways. And sure enough, it did.
Mm. Tara in Roscommon wants to know, can anyone take up baking? I'm a terrible cook, but I feel like baking could be my calling, says Tara.
Absolutely, yeah. Like, once you have the ingredients, and if you're patient as well, like, that's probably why I don't like doing sourdough, because I don't really have that much patience for it. But it's so simple to do. Just, I actually have on my business page, Cakes, Flowers, Cakes, I have a YouTube videos. I did a couple of videos at the start of lockdown on how to make cupcakes, how to make brown bread, how to make brownies.
Deadly.
So yes, anyone can bake.
Cakes Glorious Cakes is the Facebook page if you're looking for that.
Yes. Paddy on Twitter asked, do you still enjoy eating sweet things or do you get sick of it?
See, the problem is anything I normally bake, I can't eat because I'm a celiac. Mm. So I rely on my hubby and my two kids to tell me, you know, that it tastes right or it doesn't taste right. So there's always off cuts of cake in the house.
And so has it your celiac condition forced you into learning loads and baking more alternatives?
It actually has, because there seems to be a market out there. Like, any of the shop bought, let's say, gluten free cakes or cupcakes are, like, they're really not nice. I decided a couple of years ago that I actually would start to branch off into doing gluten-free baking. And so I had to get my cakes independently tested by a laboratory, approved by the FSAI. And thankfully, they all came back well within their limits. So I can now add gluten-free baking to my menu. But it's so hard to get even a nice bread in gluten-free that you don't have to toast. Because most of the breads that you buy in supermarkets, you have to toast. And they're like chipboard, like, they're really, really hot.
Yeah, or else it's really crumbly. My wife went through a period of making gluten-free bread out of, I don't know what kind, almond flour and all these things. And eventually I just went on strike and went, look, can we stop calling this bread, okay? Like, I get what you're doing, but let's not pretend this is regular bread, because I don't know what it is, but I can't cut it, I can't butter it, and I certainly can't toast it, so it ain't bread.
Yeah, no, it is, absolutely. Most of them are vile. But actually, if your wife, I actually have a tutorial up on my page on how to make gluten-free brown bread, and it actually is the nearest thing to brown sourdough bread you will get. I think I've given it to people and not told them that's gluten-free, and they actually thought it was normal brown bread. I make it with oats. So if she can tolerate oats, if she follows that recipe, you will be able to butter it and you will be able to eat it.
That's good. Mr. Hotspot on Instagram asks, what time do you rise in the morning?
It depends on how busy I am. I try to be up around 6:30 to get started. I have all the baking done before and kind of the rest of the family get up.
Well, it's a tough job, but it's a yummy job. And thanks so much for telling us all about it today, for Ask Me Anything, Anne.
You're very welcome. Thank you, lads.
Cheers, Anne. Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. Ask me.
Dermot and Dave's Ask Me Anything. With
Lavazza Qualità Rossa, Italy's favourite coffee. A sip of joy.
On Today FM. Dermot and Dave. Listen live, on air, from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.